Good evening and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Coming up later, I'll have a very interesting interview with the IFA National Potato Committee Chairman Thomas McKeown about the sector and a possible rejuvenation of the seed potato sector if a hard border materialises due to Brexit. But first, the cost of insurance, and this time it's the marts around the country that are being hit. I've been speaking to Thomas Hubert, news correspondent with the Irish Farmers Journal, about the topic and how one particular mart in Donegal has seen its premiums doubling in 3 years. More restricted access to marts could well be on the way. I began by asking him just how big an issue insurance is for marts.
Yes, and that's, I suppose, interesting to your listeners that the one mart manager that spoke in front of the Erectus Finance Committee discussing insurance costs this week, or last week actually, was from Donegal Town. Eimear McGuinness is her name, and she detailed the difficulties at her own mart and others. She was really speaking on behalf of the industry there. She said her mart's insurance premium went up from 6,000 euros to 6,500 to 13,500 in just 3 years, more than doubled. It's typical of what other marts have seen. A lot of them have seen 20 to 30% increases just in the last year. And on top of that, they have to invest in better facilities such as overhead walks or better escape routes, redesign their pens, all that to avoid accidents at marts. There was a serious accident in Mohill a month ago, and really the insurance premiums are skyrocketing as a result of those claims arising from accidents. So a lot of pressure on marts to improve the situation there.
Yeah, and I understand there's been calls for some sort of government scheme to essentially support marts in implementing safety measures.
Yeah, Eimear McGuinness said her own mart has already borrowed 15,000 to improve safety inside the building with better escape routes from the pens and the corridors. And, you know, a lot of marts don't have that money, and she herself needs to invest more into an overhead skywalk for cattle viewing inside the mart, and she doesn't have that money. So she said really that the risk is that some marts will close down because they can't afford either the insurance cost or the cost of safety works, or both. And she said the only solution at this point, in her view, is government support to implement those changes.
Yeah. Now, representatives from the Health and Safety Authority and FBD Insurance met with ICOS Mart managers, and there was a frank discussion. In terms of the actual insurance cover, FBD dominating the market, but they claim that this is a loss-making area for them.
They do, yeah. I suppose by ICOS count, there's only around a dozen marts so far that have imposed restrictions. You know, don't let farmers go into the pens while the cattle are moving or in the lairage area anymore. But the message from the HSA and FBD, who is really the main insurer in that sector, is that this will have to become more generalized. And FBD, when they spoke in front of the same finance committee, said that for every euro they receive in premiums from marts, they actually pay out €1.30 in claims and legal costs. The legal fees especially are extremely high. Not only are the injuries receiving high compensation in Ireland, a lot higher than other countries, in up to four times as much for an ankle injury, for example, according to FBD, but also they have to pay around 40% on top of that in lawyer fees to deal with the whole process, which seems to be very convoluted, just to get a claim to conclusion.
So summing up, going forward, I suspect the hope must be that if there are more safety measures taken, that there will eventually be a knock-on effect and that insurance prices may stabilise or even fall.
Yes, and it will take a while, to be honest. The first impact expected from those marts who do implement safety measures, that at least the premiums will stop rising as fast as they have in the last few years. But the insurers take, you know, the average over a few years to see that the cost of claims is actually going down. So from what I'm hearing within this sector, it will be at least 3 years before any actual reduction is seen in the cost of insurance for marts.
And that was Thomas Hubert, news correspondent with the Irish Farmers Journal. Turning now to the potato sector, and it's certainly been a rather topsy-turvy 12 months with considerable regional disparities. To get an update on the current scene and the prospects for potato farmers, I've been speaking with Thomas McKeown, chairman of the IFA National Potato Committee, who outlined the current situation.
Well, Chris, at the minute, it seems most people are finished. I think everyone is finished, bar one or two. Actually, we went from a condition of two or three weeks ago where ground wasn't fit to plant. Now we have men out irrigating in our area, and it's late. Everything has gone in late. I see in our own setup here, we're about 3 weeks late, and there was problems there early on, and two months ago with trying to dig last year's potatoes, and it finished up. Some of them had to be ploughed in as high as 300 or 400 acres. So it has a knock-on effect. Be it, hopefully it'll be positive for those who have potatoes left, that there will be a sale, and that the prices will rise accordingly.
And you have spoken to people in Donegal, and you were telling me things have really gone a little bit upside down, so to speak.
To have in the country, yeah. Usually the southeast, the sunny southeast, Wexford and Carlow or Kilkenny, they'd be finished earlier than everyone else. And this year is turned upside down. Donegal seemed to be finished. I had men ringing me from Donegal 3 weeks ago when we're finished, and we were only starting, and the men in Wexford were only starting. So it just shows the whole thing is just turned upside down. And last year, you had the rain all during the summer and the autumn, and we had good enough weather. So it's for a little island, our weather can be fairly different.
So big regional disparities. What's things been like recently in terms of price, and what way do you expect prices to go at the farm gate?
Yeah, well, prices at the minute are holding good enough. There is pressure that all farmers are trying to talk it up, and we would hope ambient store potatoes have gone, be it the finished up going to the peeling market, and it's everything is coming out of fridges now, and these fridges cost money to run, and we'd be hoping that we get paid accordingly for the work and the expense that there is now in keeping the product. This is hard weather on fridges, so it's very hard with the sun, the heat and the sun and that radiating off the sheds. But look, going forward, as I say, there's the 200 or 300 acres that has been ploughed in that we thought would be in the system. Isn't going to be in the system now, and we would be hoping that. Plus, we're going to have a longer season because the earlies aren't going to be there. So they're not.
Now, in terms of acreage around the country in general, do we expect it to be fairly static, or are we going to see more people planting again?
From reports, there was a report there last week that planting was down by as low as 14%. I think that was a kind of misconception. That's on early plant, on early potatoes. The main crop at the minute looks to be down 6-7%. So it is. Now, the summer will tell, the weather will tell going forward what happens next year, because if we have a dry summer, we're not going to have yield. Yield will be affected no matter what happens, Chris, but it's in the lap of the gods how bad it will be, because it makes a difference being late, going in this late.
Yeah. And finally, over recent years, we've had the National Potato Day and various initiatives from a marketing perspective to boost consumption, because we do have the competition from rice and pasta and all sorts of different things. And I suppose in particular, trying to maybe tailor more for the younger market. What's your reading on things there? Is the potato holding up well against the competition?
It is. The promotion is on its third year now, and we had a potato conference earlier in the year, and We had Borbia there, and we had Kantar results, and that's the Bible when it comes to supermarkets, sales and all that. And sales are holding, and if anything, they're rising. They have risen over, especially the last year or so, and which is good, which is good. And actually, going back to native varieties, Kerr's Pinks, Golden Wonders, they seem to be, there seems to be a bit more, a bit of a swing that way.
And from a nutritional and health point of view, of course, much play being made of the fact that vis-a-vis so many of its competitors, potatoes so full of nutrition.
Absolutely, that's it. We had the nutritionist there, and I'll tell you, you learn a little every day. Sure, potatoes always had this thing of being fattening and all that, but look, it's not. It's a lot of the things with potatoes, it's like any food, it's what you add to it. So it is. But the promotion we had for the last couple of years has gone well. The growers have backed it. The industry in the whole has backed it 110%. And in fact, we're in, Borbia are in negotiations trying to, we go for another 2 or 3 years again, maybe on our own. We were with the English Potato Federation last time, and we could be on our own this time.
And I'm just thinking now, can't let the occasion escape without asking you, if we end up with a hard border, what are the implications there for the Irish potato industry?
Look, I could sit here and we could be positive about it, or we could be negative about it. Honestly, I don't know. I've been to meetings all over the country about it. Look, the good side of it is we could be looking to, it might help to renew our seed industry, which was very big in Donegal and has declined over the last number of years. And it might stand to that, because we have a very good EU rating on seed certification for our land. And maybe we could find a niche in that. Maybe it would prevent as much, it might cut down on some of the imports. We are trying to diversify. In the last few years, in fairness, farmers, and in Donegal as well, and down the south, in Wexford and that, along the coast, have tried to grow salad potatoes, diversify into salad potatoes, because there was a lot of potatoes being imported. And in fairness to the supermarkets here, they are working along with the farmers. I think there's two farmers in Donegal doing it. And then now we're trying to go on the chipping varieties. There's up on 100,000 tonne of potatoes imported into the country, be it frozen or fresh potatoes that are going to the chipping market or to the servicing market. So if we can hone in on 10 or 15% of that over the next few years, it'll be a big change. As I say, getting back to your initial question on the Brexit, God only knows. The hard border there are men in Donegal who grow potatoes in the north across the border. What happens with them? We don't know.
It's a mixed bag. Time will tell.
That's it, Chris. And as I say, I could sit here and be as positive and say, God, it's going to stop this coming in and that coming in. We don't know. Honestly, no one knows. Look, the government's got sorted out. So how are we going to do it? But we just have to look after our own. And as I say, the positive thing I would see out of it for sure would be is the seed that we would be looking inwards for seed instead of outwards.
And that was Thomas McKeown, the chairman of the IFA's National Potato Committee. Just time for the livestock prices. Cattle prices, steer base €4.20 a kilo, heifers €4.30 a kilo, young bulls €4.20 to €4.30 a kilo, and cows €3.50 to €4 a kilo. Sheep prices, hoggets tops of €6.30 a kilo paid to 23 kilos. Spring lamb tops of €6.50 plus bonuses paid to 21 kilos. Ewes making €3 to €3.10 a kilo. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Farming News and Views. As always, many thanks for listening. From me, Chris Ashmore, until next week, goodbye.